Hello, everyone. All right, I'm not going to start until I know for sure that you can hear me. We think we have things working. If we don't, I know you guys will let me know. Let's see. All right, I'm going to wait until people come in. If you're on my team, if you can just pop into the Corinne Only entire team channel in Slack, let me know that you can hear me okay. That would be okay. Great. Y'all can hear me. Perfect. All right. Today is Q&A day, y'all. We are going to answer some questions that we have been pulling from you guys. I want to make a couple of announcements before we get started because we have exciting things happening. If you're wondering, this is the fresh face, Corinne. Let me just show you. This is what Corinne looks like. When she comes off of I did a 30-minute Peloton run. I don't know if you guys know, but I am training for a 10-mile race. I have wanted to kind of get back into running. And for me, having some kind of just an event or something to train for is helpful for me. For all of you, I think if you are the kind of person who loves any kind of external accountability, hacking things like that is perfectly fine. Like that's why we have you guys put into accountability groups. You know, you just need to find what works for you. And I just wanted something to spice up my workouts a little bit. And I tried using an online trainer. I broke up with him this week. He was a great guy, nothing wrong, but I didn't love the times that we worked out. And I wanted to make a decision from the place of, I really want to enjoy what I'm doing. And my process for figuring out when to stop doing something is always look at my thoughts. So like when in module 2, I teach you guys the think, feel, do cycle. I do just like I teach you. I write down all the reasons why I'm doing something and all the reasons why I don't want to do it. And then I look at those reasons and I think about the feelings each one of those are generating. And then I ask myself, you know, if there was no drama involved, if I was just going to make a decision that was going to feel easy, that was going to improve, like, you know, long, like it's a decision that I would love to say, I like the reasons behind the decision. And I would love for my brain to put this into a habit pattern for making future decisions. Like I just answer it that way. And for me, I knew that I was going to lose external accountability with a trainer, but I was very willing to have personal accountability to myself. That what made more sense to me is having flexibility of when to work out, to be able to go with my natural energy in the morning, because some days we'd work out at 8 and one day we'd work out at 6 and it was just like all this stuff. So I didn't like trading all of that flexibility for being able to work with my energy. And there were days where I would go train with him that I physically didn't feel up to being able to do those types of workouts. And those were days that I would like to walk. And there were days that we weren't going to be training and I would feel amazing. So I was just looking at all my reasons and I made one and I decided at that moment, and this is the most important part, that not only was I committed to my decision, but that I also never will second guess it and I will never regret it and I will never tell myself it was the wrong decision. I think that that is one of the most important skills that like I can teach you when it comes to knowing how to have your own back, because we're going to be making decisions all the time in life. And having the skill, it's not about making the right decision. It's the skill of thinking through them. Always asking yourself, what is this going to do for me? And what problems will this maybe cause me? I do this with my team all the time. I'm like, guys, before you give me an idea, I want to know what problem is it going to solve and what problems will it create? Because every decision has both. And it's good practice for you to be thinking of those things. And like, how does this tie to weight loss? So many of us are eating because we're second guessing, we're regretting, or we're overwhelmed with making decisions. Getting skillful at being able to decide, have your own back, know that whatever decision you make, you're going to just honor it. You're just going to be all in on it. If it doesn't go the way you think, you're not going to beat yourself up over it. You're not going to spend time second guessing. You're not going to spend time beating yourself up for being wrong. You're just going to make the next best decision. That is a lot of how I lost weight. And so I think it's really important for all of you. So the announcements. Number one, y'all need to be making a decision about virtual camp. Now, in-person camp still has a few spots open. I think we're at 90 people coming. We would take up to 125. Our permit allows us to have up to, I think, 250. Our room seats 500. So we're going to be doing all the social distancing. But if you, you know, I know coming in person is probably tough because a lot of you have to be vaccinated. Like this particular camp, I'm not saying all camps will be this way. The first one, I wanted it to be a vaccinated event. Also, the first one, we're easing back into being there in person. Like, you know, getting the lay of the land of like being together again and that kind of stuff. But if you want to come, we do still have a few slots left. But virtual, you need to shit or get off the pot. So we'll be sending you some emails out in the next couple of weeks so that you don't forget. But the first domestic swag boxes will start shipping this Friday. As those start going out, we always start selling a lot more spots. And we have always run out of swag. And every single camp, I order more than I did the previous camp. But we have more of you that want to come because most of you come again once you've been to one. Most people are like, I'm all in. I'm coming to every one of them now. They're life changing. So all the people that come before just about come. And then we have new people that come in and are like, well, I want to come. So don't dilly-dally. Go to pmptribe.com. Go to the events tab on the menu and get registered. All of the information is there. If you want to see what's in the swag box, if you want to hear me talk about camp, any of that kind of stuff, if you are in Facebook, you can go to the guides, which is at the top of your Facebook page. So when you log into Facebook, look at the very, like right before you get to where you type in your status and read your feed, there's something called guides. There's also announcements there, but guides, and then go to the bottom, and there is all of the videos and all of the things that I've talked about camp. I've got a few posts where I post all the things that we're going to cover at camp and stuff. The webpage has information like that on there, not as extensively. I'm going to add some of that in the next week, but you can find out a lot of information there. And you can always ask inside here. People over here right now, I'm so excited for camp. The swag is epic. I'm so ready for my swag. Camp is the best life-changing experience ever. Love camp. I was not sure, but so glad I made the decision to go. I'm going again in May. This will be my second one. Like, don't take it from me. Of course, I'm going to think it's fucking awesome. I mean, why wouldn't I? I'm the one that designs it, writes it, and teaches it. So I better think it's fucking awesome or y'all going to have a shit experience. But take it from your tribe sisters. Like, let them tell you. They'll tell you the God's honest truth. They ain't going to lie to you. I'm sure if somebody's not having an amazing time, somebody will say it. So make sure you get signed up because I don't want you to miss out on the swag. And there's stuff in there you can start using now. So one of which is the beautiful No BS cup that I have been drinking out of like a boss. The best announcement, though, is what we're doing in May as a group. So if you're new, let me tell you what this is about. Not every single month, but most months, we either release a new monthly little program to you guys, and then we all, like, the calls are around it, and we study it and stuff, or we take one of the epic ones that we already have on the website, and we go through it as a group. Well, you are all getting something brand new for the month of May. Last year, we did a class called Basics Bootcamp. We took a look at it and decided to kick it up about 50 notches. So we've rewritten it, and it's now going to be called Basics 2.0. And in Basics 2.0, we are going to talk about like how No BS basically introduces you to all of the concepts that you need in order to lose weight. And as you go through No BS, what always happens is you find all the places. It's like, all right, if this is the framework and structure that works for weight loss, a lot of it's working for me, but about half of it, I'm not doing so well just yet. I'm making mistakes. I'm figuring out my old shitty thoughts. I'm, you know, figuring out what my triggers for my urges and overeating are. I'm noticing which basic is harder for me. Like, everybody always has like a couple of basics they have on lock, and then they'll have like one side of doable hunger. It's like, I can wait till I'm hungry, but I can't really stop when I've had enough. Or I don't mind leaving some food behind, but I hate and terrified of being hungry. Or it's like, I'm really good at planning. I'm just not good at following the plan. Or, you know, I eat pretty good. I just hate the planning and I sometimes overeat. So throughout your like no BS weight loss course, the thing is what we want to do is we want to find what we need to continue to work on. Because what typical diets do is they just give you something to do and they're just like, be 100% compliant. Just be 100% compliant and you'll lose weight. Well, no shit, Sherlock. The problem is that nobody teaches us how to like handle the parts where we're not compliant. If somebody teaches us that part, guess what happens? We lose weight. So Basics 2.0 is going to be for everyone who wants to dive into the four basics and figure out all the sticking points. Like, what are the little things that trip us up? What are the things that you're unearthing through no BS? So for everyone, here's what I suggest. You get through no BS if you're new to us. And if you're not, that course will be there in June, in July, and forever. We don't take them down once we give them to you. So you will have a choice in May to either go through it with us as a group or focus on your no BS. And if you know that you want to work on your basics, you can work on it after that. All right. The neat thing about it, though, that all of you can get excited about is I feel like I spend all my days talking to you guys. If I'm not in the Facebook group, I'm on camera. So y'all get at least 3 to 4 hours of content from me every single week. Well, you're going to get more next month. So don't freak out and you don't have to watch all of them. We're going to teach you how to do the content in a way that makes sense for you based upon how much time you have. We're going to give you instructions if you're a basic bitch, which is somebody who has no time. If you're a moderation mama who has some time, or if you're a deep dive diva who's like, give me every word that will drip out of your mouth, Corinne. We're going to give you instructions on how to follow it next month for all three of you. But I will be live starting, I think it's May 3rd. Is it May 3rd? Hang on, let me make sure. I don't want to like say this wrong. Yeah, May 3rd. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8:30 for a quick 30-minute, I'm going to teach you something about the basics. And we're going to go deep into it. We're going to be tackling the problems that aren't necessarily talked about inside of no BS. It's the next level. It's the 2.0. On Wednesdays, we're going to substitute the Q&A that we normally do. I'm still going to come to you at 9 o'clock, but we are going to do the worksheet of the week that's included in Basics 2.0 together. So I'm going to take you through how to do all of it. So you will be getting me next month like a fucking buffet, and I hope that you enjoy it. Everything will be archived. Everything will be in replays. Everything will go into the bonus course private membership podcast. So if you miss something, guess what? You will have the opportunity to watch it. You do not need to fear. You do not need to worry that you're going to not have access to something. If it comes out of my mouth, guess where it goes? Video replays on the website. It goes into your private member podcast. That's every single training I ever do for this membership. We do not hold anything back from you guys. So you do get everything. All right. So it's going to be great. You'll have a resource guide, all the things. Now, next Wednesday's Q&A, I'm actually going to take you guys through all of it. So I'm going to explain how it's all going to work. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be all the things. So it'll be a fun month. My goal at Basics 2.0 is for you to realize how easy weight loss can be, how it can be fun, and how you can look forward to doing it. So that's what we're going to focus on in the month of May. All right. And we do a lot of this, and it's included in your membership. So be there or be square. The only thing that we ever like charge you for basically is a planner, a camp, and if you want private coaching. We have a private coaching feature for people who want to work one-on-one with someone. Our planners, you know, like you get it for free if you want to print it yourself. We give you the PDF, but if you want me to send it to you, of course, you got to pay for that. And then camps, because they're a big 3-day transformation weekend production,
that's extra. So other than that, all the courses, all the things, that's just part of like being a no BS woman. All right. That's the big announcements that I wanted to do. If you are going to do, let's just leave it at that. This is plenty. Oh, please don't forget, we've released a new newsletter this week. If you hadn't checked it out, go to the website. We have a brand new newsletter that our team worked really hard on. It's got pictures, challenges, like all the things. So we wanted to really up our newsletter gang so that you guys would get clear direction every single week on what to do. And so check it out over on the website. Okay, now we got to get to Q&A or we're going to be here all day. Let's see. What is the difference between eating to neutralize hunger and eating to satisfy and eating to enough? This is such a good question. I overeat literally every meal every day. Any advice on figuring this out? Neutralizing hunger is like where you basically just take a few bites. And once you're, so basically when you neutralize hunger, you'll take a few bites. You might take 2 to 8 bites, let's say. And that's not a hard and fast rule, but that just gives you a framework. You'll take a few bites and you'll notice that if your stomach was growling or something was happening or you were really focused on being hungry, that stuff dissipates. That does not mean you've had enough. That just means you're no longer hungry, which is very different. So sometimes when you first start, if you notice you're getting hungry an hour later or 2 hours later, it's more likely if you look at how the volume of food you're eating, like pay attention to just how much you eat. If you're getting hungry fast, like getting back to that, like, ooh, I'm noticing I'm hungry again. And I don't mean thought hungry. So there's like thought and mouth hunger, which means like I just really want something. Mouth hunger is like your mouth waters and you have a distinct taste for something. It's like, ooh, I just want some chips. Or like if you gave me an apple, I would be like, no. But a Snicker, I would be all in. So that's more like mouth hunger. Thought hunger is kind of the same way. You start thinking about being hungry, and usually your mind starts going to the things that you would love to eat. Then there's physical hunger, where the first thing you really notice is your body changing. So for me, when I notice physical hunger, I start yawning. And I can't focus on my work. For me, getting tired is a sign that I'm starting to get physically hungry. The only times I really ever have a stomach growl, because it's very rare for me to get my stomach growling, is like right now, I'm physically hungry and to the point that my stomach is growling. I did my workout. I had to take a shower. I was so gross after my workouts. I did a 30-minute Peloton run. There was no coming in here looking like that. And I knew that I couldn't sit in wet clothes for over an hour and be comfortable. So I decided to prolong eating until after the call. Well, I'm actually hungry. You know, I haven't had anything since 6 o'clock last night. So my stomach is starting to make noise. But it takes me that long in order to even get those kinds of signals. When I'm throughout, like let's say I eat right after this call, probably around 2 or 3 o'clock, what I'll notice is I'll be rocking along and then no matter what I do, I'll be yawning, I'll be easily distracted. I'll start thinking like, ooh, I bet I'm getting hungry. I think I'm getting hungry. Like those are my signals. So don't always think that you have to wait until you're having actual stomach growls. That's just one of many signs that you can have for hunger. And one of the best things is if you're confused, we have a cheat sheet for hunger signals inside of No BS. It's in module 1. You can always take a look at that. We've given you a long list of all the different physical signs of hunger. You could always ask inside the Facebook group for, you know, like, what do you guys experience? I'm trying to dial mine in and I want to see if there might be other signals that are going on that I never would have thought were actually hunger. That's a really good way to use your Facebook time inside of the community. But neutralizing hunger, sometimes what we do is we just knock off the early signals and we stop eating. If you are like my best tip for struggling with finding enough and finding yourself overeating is in the beginning is to just know how much you normally eat. eat just a little bit less of that. And like, so maybe for lunch today, you eat what you normally eat. And if it's past enough, like you think you're getting to full, write down the physical symptoms you feel when you are full. And I mean, drop into that body, sister. I don't mean just like take a
couple words.
Like, I want you to be serious about it. So I want you to sit there. I want you to close your eyes. You can even use in module 2, the NOW process, where we do the feelings body scan. You could do the same kind of a body scan, same exact one, after you eat to figure out what your body feels like, to see if it's at enough or if it's at full and stuff. So sometimes the easiest way to dissect this is you eat to what you normally do. Especially, even if you know you're eating to full, who cares? We're going to, like, if at the end of the day we're figuring this out, I'm willing to overeat a couple times and do a process to figure out so that I can make a clear distinction. So you drop in, you close your eyes, and you start at the top of your head, and you see, like, how am I feeling? Like, what thoughts do I have when I'm full? What are the mouth sensations that I have when I'm full? How does my throat feel? What is my breathing like? What's going on in my stomach? How does my lower stomach feel? What did my clothes feel like? And like, just really examine your body. For me, I know I'm getting full when my breathing patterns are changing. That's a big sign for me. I have a hard time. I take shallow breaths. I have to take a big breath in and let it out. That's when I know I'm getting to that point to where I am getting to the full. I need to probably stop eating at this point, because if I stop eating in about 10 minutes, I'm going to know that I've had plenty. So I would do that, write those down, get to where that's very, very familiar. Then spend a couple of days at every meal eating a little bit less. Guys, I don't mean half your food. You know, like, you do not need to like go through the ninja warrior gauntlet of hunger and enoughness in order to figure this out. Eat just a little bit less. Do the body scan. See how you feel. Write those things down and then compare the list. Is there a difference between leaving 2-3 bites behind, a little bit of food left behind, between what I normally eat? And then guess what? You can try another couple of days where every meal you stop halfway and you do the body scan and you see what you actually feel like and you write all that down. And then you make a decision. Do I want to eat a little bit more? Guys, you can use that body scan each time and then you'll start feeling like, oh, this is like physically a very comfortable place for me to be. When you hit that point where you like really are like, okay, I can do this. This is comfortable, doable, easy. Make that your enough for now. See if you lose weight just eating at that place where your body feels that way. I bet a lot of you are going to lose most or a lot of weight before you have to make any other kind of changes. If you just did that along with a very doable plan where you include foods you love and you get really good at eating them in control like that, and sometimes you're like, you know what? I might actually throw some vegetables in today. I'm going to see what that crazy party's like. When you stop all the fighting and the resisting and it being hard and thinking, oh, weight loss is so hard, and struggling through it, you create so much more ease and you relax into the process. You don't need it to be over with soon, because what we're going to do is we're going to combine making the process doable and easy and something you can overcome super, like, just without a lot of effort, along with changing the inner conversations that you're having about yourself, about your body. When you take those two things and you put them together, you're not in a hurry to lose weight anymore. You're just losing weight. You're not pushing yourself through it, forcing yourself into it. You're not doing any of that anymore. You're just every day showing up. that, like, literally, like, it just blows my mind still to this day that I lost weight. But I really remember thinking the entire time, this is so easy. I'm so glad I'm doing this. I, like, even this morning, I was writing about some stuff and I was talking to myself about, I was actually writing about, like, workouts and stuff. And I remember, like, waking up every day just so excited to work out. And I was like, I think it's because every day I was really creating workouts that I would love and that I could look forward to and stuff. And I thought, I probably should do that a little bit more often now. Like, that's when it becomes easy. And I just remember my weight loss feeling like it just got easier and easier and easier because I quit all the bullshit talking to myself. I got real aware of when I would beat myself up and I'd be like, oh no, we're not doing that. Like, that is a gateway to go back to eating. So I would just stop it. Move right along, puppy. And then everything that I did, I would make sure that everything that I did felt good. If at the end of the day, I wanted to feel good, like if I thought weight loss was going to allow me to feel good, that meant that every day I had to show up figuring out how to feel good about that. That meant that when I got there, I was in the habit of feeling good about myself. I was in the habit of feeling good about everything that I chose to do. I felt really good about me. That's the magic sauce. Oops, wrong window. I'm offering myself equal airtime as you suggest. Now, how can I start following the other side of the argument that has my best interests in mind? Okay, so we're going to talk about this at self-sabotage camp. There's also a lesson in, so when you get done with No BS, the weight loss course, guys, if you're past that, Thought Boot Camp also talks about this concept. But basically, it's, I'm going to have an, like, old shitty comes in. This is the process. Here's old shitty. I'm not going to judge myself for having it. That's always step two. Step two is I'm not going to wish that thought away. I'm not going to think it's taking too long. I'm not going to think it shouldn't be here. If you want a really good call on this, I coached someone first call yesterday, which was, we'll need to link this call, guys, into this the show notes. Today is April 21st. April 20th's office hours with me. The very first call was about this concept, about there's nothing going wrong if your old thoughts keep coming back up. So first step is old shitty. Hello, Corinne. You suck today. You know, you're never going to be able to do the things you want. And I don't go like, oh my God, I shouldn't think those things. I'm a master coach. I'm just like, okay, that's a sentence. Not helpful. What am I going to think? It's okay. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to go and we're going to do our to-do list. Like, most of our equal airtime thoughts don't even have to be that astounding, epic, or life-changing. It just has to be like, oh my God, you suck. Oh my God, we're going to get things done today. Yay, us. And then guess what? In order for yay, us, we're going to get things done today to become a natural thought that occurs at some point, then you have to go do this stuff. Even while old shitty's like, are you sure? We really suck. We are not that great. It's like, well, come along for the ride because we're going to go do our stuff. And then when you get into action on doing what you were going to do anyway, old shitty goes away because he's not in charge anymore. Guess what? New hotness thought's in charge. New hotness, like, literally the only thing that matters when it comes to changing your thoughts is what is the last word. New hotness always gets the last word. This is what's so funny. Most of you have partners or kids or people in your life where you're just like, I will go to my grave making sure that everybody knows my opinion, that I got the last word in. If this is a pissing contest on can you top this, I will be the one to make sure that I win. But then when it comes to your own inner thinking, you're like, I have an old shitty. Oh my God. And old shitty gets the last word every single time. If you're going to go to battle with the people in your life on being right and righteous and all this other stuff, and I'm talking to all of you who are like me, There's one person that you should be doing it with first. It's called you. So make sure that you are the last word. You get the last word in edgewise. Because old Shetty is going to just like keep talking until you take action with your new hotness thought enough times to where old Shetty will pop up. You'll say this and he's like, That's just how it works. But I explained that concept really well in terms of self-love in that call that I just recommended to you guys, that April the 20th, it was my office hours and it was the very first caller. If that is you like wondering about this equal airtime, listen to that call. But for most of you, the basic thing you need to do and remember just takes time. If you've been thinking bullshit for 40 years, at least give yourself 4 years of changing a thought. This is what slays me is when y'all come in and you're like, you know, for like the past 40 years, I've talked to myself like an asshole and I, you know, just have this like total inner bitch working on the inside. I have been journaling 2 weeks and I am shocked that I have not changed. Are you fucking kidding me? Guys, like if it took you 40 years to build up that level of bullshit talk, at least be willing to talk to yourself in a new way for 4 years of your life. If at the end of 4 years, nothing's changed, go back to whatever it is you're doing. But what most of y'all do is like, well, I'll give it like 60 days of trying to change my life and the way that I've been living. And if after 60 days, it doesn't work, I'm moving on. It's like, what the fuck are you even talking about? 60 days to change your whole life? It's like 60 days is what we call a snack on figuring out our shit. 60 days gives you enough time to get a couple of things unlocked and a lot of stuff in research land and your data to go to fucking work on. Don't be sitting there and expecting, guys, that everything's just going to click because you listen to a video. Or that, like, well, I wrote down, like, my plan for 3 days. I don't know why I'm having problems. I must be a loser. It's like, no, it's called your learning, bitch. You've been, like, doing it this way forever. Your brain is not ready to let go. No matter how fucking good it is for you. And most of us, you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to break the habit of wine, Oreos, Cheetos, all this engineered shit. That when you're, it's not like I'm saying we're all going to break the habit of driving nails up our arm every day. If we were doing that, guess what? It would be super simple because there'd be a lot of pain in that process. We're trying to break the habit of something that in the moment feels fucking awesome. That takes some time. And you all need to have more patience. I taught this at the January camp. Like the most underrated skill in weight loss is patience. We have got to have that, the skill, more of it. You have to start talking to yourself realistically. If I've been overeating for 20 years, I cannot expect myself to be perfect in 60 days. In 60 days, I expect myself to be feeling better, learning a lot, applying myself, learning how to not quit. And then every 60 days, I'm going to be a better version of that over and over and over again. And I'm going to feel better every 60 days until I'm no longer focused on me being a fuck up. And I'm now focused on, I bet I can do this. I'm enjoying this process. Thank God I'm doing this for myself. That's the shift we want to make. Listen. I had a lot of intentions for being much further along in my weight loss journey than I am. I'm finding myself wanting to set aggressive goals to meet by some events scheduled. I feel frustrated with myself for wasting all this time. All right, so let's do this. I was unclear about setting myself up for success moving forward. If you're, do not change your goal or don't try to like make up time from being sad and depressed about yourself or frustrated. That's not going to help because then what you're going to do is you're going to do things just for the event, because you think if I go to this event at this weight, then I get to feel these things. What you've got to do is learn at the event, here's how I want to feel. That has nothing to do with my weight. Guys, all of you, please listen to the words coming out of my mouth. The way you feel always comes from a thought. It does not come from a number. So let's say we go to this event. Let's say that you said asshole tactics to get there. Like I pulled out all the stops to hit that weight so that while I'm there, I can feel sexy. All right, let's say that's us. So we may walk in, we may get our goal. We walk in, we might feel sexy that day. Then guess what happens the day after? We start going back to, well, I don't have anything to work towards now. I hope I can keep this up. I don't have another event. Your brain will, because if all you do is focus on the event, like, I need to get all this done. I'm going to feel like shit if I don't do this. I need to get real focused. I'm going to have to eat these things. Then that mindset is what gets practiced all the way to the event. Then the day after the event, like you might feel sexy there, but the day after, it's not like I've arrived. I feel sexy all the time. This is what's happening. Every meal is like, oh my God, I'm amazing. No, every meal after that is like, well, I ain't got an event. I'm going to have to eat this shit. I wish I was one of those people who could just eat whatever they wanted. Or you're going to get to the event, and if you practice not being good enough the whole time, guess what? You get there, and you're like, well, I hope I look good. I wonder what they're thinking about me. I wonder if they think I'm just going to, like, regain my weight. They're so used to seeing me go up and down the scale. You didn't fix anything. You fixed your weight. You didn't fix the person who's going to be in the body. And the brain that needs to be fixed. That's it. So here's what we do. We got an event. You ask yourself, what is it that I'm wanting to feel at this event about myself? And you list those things. And then between now and then, rather than saying like, I really want to weigh this amount for that event. So like, no, I want to train myself to feel these ways by the time I get there. And some weight may or may not come off. But the real goal is to walk into the room feeling sexy. That means like when I'm planning my food, I'm thinking things like, you know, is this fun? Does this help me? Like, is this a sexy food? Is this food that like really pleases my body? We think about it like that. We don't think about it as a have to. And then you guess what you got to do each day? You got to look in the mirror. And you got to, like, if you want to feel sexy at an event, then every day you got to look in the mirror and figure out, all right, what are my unsexy thoughts that I'm having? Because that's the shit I need to start eradicating. And then day two, you figure out what unsexy thoughts am I having? Because those are the ones that I need to be paying attention to. And then day three, you start saying, all right, what am I going to tell myself now when I have these unsexy thoughts? You get used to looking at yourself in the mirror. You get used to telling yourself, you already are sexy for these reasons. Here are the sexy things you do for yourself. Whatever it is that you want, insert any emotion, guys. Confidence. Happy. Pride, sexy, all of them. That's how you do it. Stop setting so many number goals. Start setting life goals. It's fine to have a number goal. But a lot of times what you guys, you do is you like get so focused on the number goal that you forget the life part goal. You forget the self-talk goals. You forget how to talk yourself into that. You're trying to make yourself achieve it versus talking yourself into this is the best decision ever right now. Like, I'm so glad I planned these foods. There is no feeling that's ever going to come from something. So your body will never make you feel anything. Your food, what you choose, never makes you feel anything. Your weight never makes you feel anything. what someone says or thinks about you never makes you feel any way. It is your job to go through module 2 and listen to it as many times as you need to understand anything I feel today or would like to feel in the future is going to come from some sentence that I apply. And when I take responsibility for all of my feelings and they're generated from a sentence, is the day I take control over my life. And I start getting the things I want. And I start letting go of the things I don't want. But until that moment happens, you are at the effect of needing the world, the scale, food, and all of that stuff. You need all of it operating perfectly in order for you to feel something. And that is not how it works. And even like for those of you who will tell me that, like, no, Corinne, when I eat food, I feel relaxed or happy. No, you don't. Let me tell you what happens. Before you eat it, you're focused on, I really want that. I really want that. I really want that. When you eat it, you know what you're thinking about? This tastes good. This tastes good. This tastes good. All you did was change your thoughts. Was not the food. Yes, food does release some chemicals. But the chemicals are not released as fast as the thought shift will change. Thought shifts happen just like that. Sometimes just getting the bag, I want you guys to pay attention. For those of you who think food makes you feel something, the next time you go for the food, I just want you to say, like, I owe it to myself to notice if my thoughts change before I even eat the food. That moment that you, like, I know this for myself. Sometimes the moment where I will go for food, I can feel the relief starting in my body and the tension coming down when I just put my hands on it. Slow your roll and see if it doesn't change. It's always, always your thoughts. It is, and at the end of the day, even if you're still hanging on to the idea of arguing with me, it's never helpful for you to believe it's the food. Because the moment you think it's the food, and the moment you think it's somebody, and the moment you think it's the scale, that is the moment that you feel helpless. I am new here. There is so much content. Hell yeah, there is. Like, let me just say, I pride myself on the volume of content that I give you guys. I want to teach you guys how to consume it. I want to teach you guys how to not get overwhelmed. But I will never apologize that I'm going to give you every fucking thing that I can think of that you might need to lose your weight. Like, that is the problem in the world. You guys get plenty of meal plan options. You get plenty of workout options. You get plenty of Beachbody programs and what, like, Pinterest ideas and stuff. You don't get enough help in the variety of ways that you need. If I were only going to focus on the most important thing after the course, what would you recommend it to be and why? All right. I have been thinking on this. So whoever asked this question, I applaud you. And I, like, literally this morning was doodling something out. And I'm going to talk to my team about it. If I, like, I want you to think about once you finish No BS, if it was me, I would write about, all right, what is the one area going through No BS I feel like I really need to work on? Like, if I had to pick one to start with that I'm like, yeah, this is probably the one that could use my focus. So the way No BS is broken up is into four different modules. The first module would be about the basics. I really need to work on the basics. I'm noticing that I'm just not really following them. I still have a lot of confusion around some of them. I've noticed a lot of my patterns, my justifications. I feel like I got to do a lot of discovery worksheets, that kind of thing. If it was the basics, then next month when we start, and this is only like a week from now, if you want to go ahead and get started, you can watch last month's or last year's basics boot camp, or you can wait for us in May. I would go through basics 2.0. So that's if you're like me, I need to work on all this hunger stuff and all this planning. if you're like, no, you know what I've realized, Corinne? That self-talk's in the toilet. Like, it's just not good. I would say self-love is the next thing you work on. So you go to the self-love course and you do that. If you're like, I didn't really understand module two. I really feel like this journaling thing is a sticking point with me. I'm not real sure on all of that thought worky shit. Like, I think I probably could benefit, but ooh, I don't know. I'd go through thought boot camp. Excuse me. If you really are noticing your overeating is a thing, it's like it feels very shameful. It feels very emotional. We have a course called Binge Better. You may not be a binge eater, but if your overeats create a lot of drama for you, a lot of shame, and you seem to just can't get control. And I mean, like some overeating, like some true ass emotional eating. Not like there's a difference between I'm blowing past full, like I'm really just struggling with enough or waiting for hunger, and I'm overeating a little bit. Like that's more of the basics boot camp. But when there's a lot of shame involved, it's just happening to you. It feels rough. It feels like an ankle, like just a, I don't know, like a ball and chain to you. Go through Binge Better. That would be the next course. So that's how I would start. But what I'm going to work on is I am going to work on coming up with some structure for you guys. I'm not going to say it's going to come out in a week or so. It's going to be a little bit of time. But the way that it's set up now is like once you finish, if you're ever confused as to what you should work on, the easiest thing to do is to post inside the Facebook group or in Ask Coaches and say, I finished No BS. I noticed that this is a sticking point for me. Like my biggest sticking point seems to be, it's either my self-talk, it's my overeating, it's whatever. We can recommend the courses. But you can always go to pnptribe.com. You can always log in and you can look at the weight loss resources. We have lots of different courses. I promise you, if you think one of them will benefit you, it will benefit you. There's nothing in there that you're going to waste your time on. Anything you think will benefit will always help. Just finish No BS first and then get started on those. My newbie thoughts are all over the place this morning. I'll never get there. This isn't working for me. My body needs extreme diets to lose weight, etc. So all you have is a bunch of usual thoughts. None of you should be shocked, surprised, upset, worried, thinking this is a major problem. What else did you expect? Like, it's just your brain offering up a lot of sentences that it's used to thinking. That's all that's happening. Now that you know thought work, guess what? They're just sentences. They're not commands. They're not horrible. They're not the way you are. They're none of those things. They're now just like brain populate sentences. What am I going to do with them? All right. So my goal was to lose 1.5 pounds this week and I lost 0.2. Now I feel off track and behind and discouraged. Which is so funny. Like my body is broken. I'm having urges to cut carbs and snacks and start instantly exercising hell. It's fine if you want to like try not snacking, but we don't have to feel like we have to. Like this is the thing. Pick one of those things. Like which one seems very doable? Which one would I like to try? Like let's take all the drama of I'm broken, I can't lose weight or whatever. Let's just get more into the experimenting stage. Like we can just like say like, no, this is not because I'm broken and stuff. I lost 0.2 pounds. Like rather than thinking I'm broken or this might not be working, we could be thinking it doesn't matter what the goal was. If I don't care if you had a goal of losing 10 pounds in a week, you still can have the thought of, and I lost 0.2. And I get to make that mean I'm on track. And now I'm just tweaking things to see what all I want to do next. What did I learn this week? Did I have any overeats? Because here's the thing. None of you are broken or whatever. All of you, when you lose weight each week, I don't care if you lose weight or gain weight or maintain. When you weigh in, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go back and you're going to look at your actions. If you lost weight, here's what I would do. I would look at the things that I did this week. I would look at my data. Now let's see if there's anything you need to improve. Are you still overeating and stuff? Why not just go ahead and start working on it? Don't be sitting there conning yourself into keeping some overeats and stuff like, well, I can lose weight while overeating. It's like, I learned this week that I lost some weight because I was applying myself. Now, what I want to do is I want to figure out, I want to look at it and say like, all right, how many off plans did I have? How many overeats did I have and stuff? What am I willing to work on this week to make future weight loss easier? That's it. If you maintain, do the same thing. You go back, you look at the things. What am I willing to work on this week to make future weight loss or maintenance easier? Guess what? If you lose weight, you do the same thing. If you gain weight, guess what? You do the same thing. Let me look at all this. What am I willing to try this week to make future weight loss easier? When you cut the bullshit drama of going through, like, yes, old shitty's going to come in, and yeah, it's going to feel bad at first, but that's not a big deal. You are all grown-ass women. Don't sit there and tell me you can't feel bad for 5 minutes. It's like, I have thoughts. They make me feel bad. Guess what? I can shake that shit off and get redirected real quick. Like, let me just sit here and be in my diaper for a minute. Sometimes that's what I do. Like, I will have a day where something, like, won't go right or whatever. And I will just sit and I will just think all the thoughts. And I'll just sit in my chair and I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to stew. I'm just going to let myself, like, feel really pissed right now. And I'm going to listen to what my brain says. Then I'm going to take a big, deep breath. I'm like, all right, how do I want to think about this? And what do I want to do next? And then I just get going again. Guys, it ain't going to kill any of you to feel bad for 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes an hour. You got 55 more of them to go. But what most of you do is you spend your whole life like, I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel bad. What should I do? Let me get confused and overwhelmed. And then now let me go eat a snack and let me feel bad about that snack. And then let me go over here and worry and try to plan to do this. That's an exhausting way to live. But a lot of you are doing that. Just fucking feel bad for a few minutes. Be like, it's normal. I expected to lose 1.5 pounds this week. I lost 0.2. I'm having some thoughts. But now here's what I want to do. I want to sit down. Now that I'm late, I'm just going to be like, right, now I'm going to put on my reasoning brain. I'm going to go back. I'm going to look at the week. I'm going to be honest. What went right? What didn't? What can I work on to make my weight loss easier next week? I lost 0.2. Let's go. When you do that, guess what? You don't need to spend a whole weekend fuck it eating. Or when you do that, you don't need to spend a whole weekend researching how to be a jerk to yourself all next week and punish yourself for not losing enough weight. We're not going to figure out a way to punish ourselves into losing weight. We're going to figure out a way to figure out the things that we're going to do to enjoy our lives, to show up for ourselves. I want you guys to be a soft landing place for you. That means that a lot of times in life, everything's not going to go exactly the way you want it to. But how are you going to show up in those moments? Frantic? Upset? Eating and overreacting? Isolating? Are you just going to be like, there's life and there's how I show up. And that's all on me. All right. Here's a question. Is the 21-day basics challenge the same as the basics boot camp from last year that Corinne referred to? Yeah, they're the same. And then next month, we're replacing all that content. So we're replacing it with brand new stuff. So we're going to retire all of that. And we're going to go in, we're going to do the 2.0 version for this year. All right. I don't always know how to answer that question. What can I do to make weight loss easier for me myself this week? Number one, I can give all of you an idea. Plan foods I like. Stop trying to plan foods you don't like. Stop planning foods that you have to make yourself eat. This week, I will plan foods I like, and I will learn how to eat them to enough. That would make my weight loss a whole lot easier. Lay out my water. Here's another way to make your weight loss easier this week. no matter what, I do not beat myself up. Every time I want to beat myself up this week or I hear myself doing it, I tell myself, that's just a sentence and it's not needed. I'm unlearning that these things are true. I'm learning that these are sentences in my brain, and that's okay. That would make weight loss easier this week. For some of you, it's laying your plan out in a place that you cannot miss it. That would make weight loss easier this week. I tell you what, if you look, that call I did yesterday, if you listen to the very last caller, I do, I really break down her due line, like the things that she's going to do the next 60 days in order to lose weight. I break it down like a boss. I'm really good at helping you guys get out of all of the like perfectionism. It has to be this way. I suggest all of you that are struggling with your basics and kind of fighting them and resisting them and being off and on or not doing jack shit, but just listening to a lot of content, go listen to that call, listen to the last one, and do what I tell her to do for the next 60 days. See if it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Guys, that's it for this week. Don't forget to get signed up for camp. I want all of you there. Ending self-sabotage is going to be no joke. We're going to work hard for 3 days. We're going to laugh a lot. We're going to have a ton of fun. I promise you, you will not regret it. And boxes will start going out Friday for all of you. So when you get your box, I want you to post in the group a picture. I tell you what, this will be fun. Like, let's do Where's Old Shitty. You can either do Where's Old Shitty and put him somewhere funny, or you can take a picture of you in your life, like the best way you get your water down in your new tumbler. How about that? Y'all can blow up the Facebook group next week with all things like that. That will be awesome. All right. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.